used to make quite a show out of them too. Mm-hmm. And they're dying out. We don't have the big shows we used to have.
What kind of things did you do?
We used to have parades and everything else on the 4th and 24th of July. Now the church organizations will nearly always sponsor a parade on the holidays, but just the kids, little hand-drawn cards and things. We used to have a marshal of the day. As a kid, it was a big show.
Did you ever have the events where, you know, they'd have the horse riding and bronco busting? And
oh, we used to have rodeos here.
Did you ever participate in them?
No, not much.
Not much, but some?
No, I had a neighbor who lived right across the street here that sure was a good rider.
How come you didn't participate in things like that?
Well, I don't know. I just, the time we had them, I was too young. I used to participate quite a bit in the horse races we had up and down the street. Back when we had saddle horses.
Did you win a lot?
Oh, never made any money at it, but I guess I had good enough horses to win my share.
That sounds pretty good. Did your father die before your mother did, or did your mother die first?
No, father died first. Mother lived quite a while after father died.
And so that made her a... How long was she alone?
Oh, 20 years.
Okay. When the husband dies first, that makes the woman, what do people usually call her?
She's a widow.
Okay.
Yeah, she's...
For 20 years then, that was quite a long time. Yeah. Now you said earlier that your father was very, very musical.
He was quite musical.
And did you inherit any of that?
I sure didn't.
Not any at all?
I told him all I inherited was his rheumatism.
Okay, that doesn't sound like the best part.
My youngest brother had the most musical talent. My dad was quite musical. He played the guitar. Good singer.
Well, do you sing?
No.
Do you like to sing at church?
No, I don't sing at all.
Okay.
I don't have any voice at all for singing.
Okay. So he played the guitar, you said, and he sang. Any other instruments that he played?
That's the only one he played that I knew of.
Okay.
I told him I didn't play good on the phonograph.
So do you like music?
I believe I got a fairly good appreciation of music.
Well, see, now that
I got that from a school teacher I had once.
Or I think you could have inherited it from your father also.
I had a school teacher. I'll always be grateful to her for appreciation of music she gave me.
Well, but how did she do that? How did she go about that?
She was a good singer and she was a and everything else, and she was a good music teacher.
Do you remember what grade this was?
And she taught me a lot. The basic thing she taught me is how to appreciate music and understand it.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
And I've never forgotten her. She was a good teacher.
That sounds good.
She added a lot to my life.
Besides, you mentioned once that you sort of wish that you had learned the guitar from your father.
Yeah, I wished I had. I still got the old guitar, guitar.
Any other instruments you wish you had learned how to play?
Oh, I played in the school bands.
What did you play?
I played what they call an alto horn. I learned to read music.
I think you sound pretty musical, if you ask me.
But I never had a voice for singing.
Right. Who plays the piano in your family?
Well, I play if she wants, if she will, but she doesn't hardly ever play. We just didn't debate what to do with that piano.
Did your kids take music lessons?
Yeah, our kid played on it, our girls. They don't play not too much. They kind of took after me as far as music is concerned.
They became the music appreciators.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did learn to appreciate good music in school days.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Let's see. What are some other things here?